This impacts my clients. So we are now required to say this is a property tax increase, okay? Very close friend of mine in Georgetown called me after the Georgetown election, and she says, I almost voted no because I got to the ballot and it said this is a tax increase and everything out there said it wasn't. So someone's lying. And I was like, golly, we didn't do a good job. We did not explain this. So we have to explain it. I had a very smart superintendent tell me the other day, I'll never do a bond election ever that I don't have a tax increase. It may be a quarter of a penny. It may be a tenth of a penny. I'm always going to do it. And I'm going to go tell the world it's a tax increase. It's a tenth of a penny. It'll cost you $1. And I went, that's brilliant. So rather than us fighting this, hell, let's just join them. Let's just start taxing people. This is ridiculous. But so when I'm having a little fight with this senator, he's a Houston senator. I think he does property taxes. You don't know him. And I'm fighting with him over this one. He says to me, you know, this is political theater, but I'll stand by this all day because if you didn't pass this, taxes would go down. That's why we're doing this. He says it will never go away. So I think we're going to have to embrace this one. I thought we might have a little wiggle room. We don't. So fine. No problem. This is a biggie. So you got to handle it two ways. Do a tax increase. You could be a tiny one, but do a tax increase. Or you got to educate, educate, educate. So everybody shows up and they go, well, of course, we knew that was going to be there. We've had clients, we've videoed short little videos with the superintendent explaining kind of a little bubble diagram. This is what this is. It's been pretty effective. So however you do it, don't ignore it because your supporters will get surprised with the polls on that one.